This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Senior European officials are embarked on a mission to resolve the election dispute in Ukraine. They're due in Ukraine's capital today, where they will find more demonstrations. Huge crowds of opposition supporters are now blockading government buildings in Kiev. The opposition was emboldened by Ukraine's Supreme Court. That court is reviewing the results of Sunday's poll, effectively blocking the inauguration of the declared winner. NPR's Lawrence Sheets continues covering this story from Kiev. And Lawrence, first, this Ukrainian Supreme Court ruling, how significant is that ruling?
It's significant because Prime Minister Yanukovych, the government candidate, cannot take office under the decree that the Supreme Court issued. It said it wanted to look at the allegations by opposition leader Yushchenko that this had been a government effort at rigging the election. They wanted to look at the evidence. And they also published another decree saying that the news of Prime Minister Yanukovych's election could not be printed in state newspapers, giving it legal power, legal weight.
Lawrence, you better tell us what's happening where you are. It sounds like you're by the route of a parade.
I'm up near the main government complex and near the parliament, which demonstrators have blocked off, basically. They've formed a human chain around. They're marching up and down the streets, waving flags. They're not letting anyone into the government building, which means Prime Minister Yanukovych can't go to work, basically, shutting down, in effect, the highest organ of power in the country.
Now, there is this international mediation effort that I mentioned at the beginning, Lawrence. What effect will that have on the situation?
We don't have any idea what effect it will have. We know that Polish President Kwaśniewski is due here in Kiev later today, as well as the head of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. We assume that they're simply worried about the situation. After all, Ukraine is an OSCE member state, and Polish President Kwaśniewski, Poland being the neighbor of Ukraine, so it's obvious that the European countries are worried about this. We don't know what sort of negotiations are going to be going on between the sides, whether this is a real mediating effort or is this just a fact-finding mission.
Do you want to take a minute and tell us what people are chanting behind you there?
The people behind me are yelling Yushchenko, the name of the opposition candidate that they say won this election. They'll also at times yell Bandu Hate, which means down with a criminal band. In other words, the criminal band that they think runs this country. Yesterday we saw the biggest demonstrations yet, despite the government announcing that its candidate had won the election. It's a real enthusiastic, party-like atmosphere. They feel that they are on the cusp of history, and they feel they are on the very, they feel that they are very close to victory, that the government is going to give in one way or another.
What has been the government's response to this blockading of their buildings and all these other protests?
Well, Prime Minister Yanukovych and his team last night said, first of all, that the Supreme Court decision really didn't mean anything, that it wasn't likely that the Supreme Court would block the inauguration of Prime Minister Yanukovych. They have only responded by saying that they are carrying out work as normal. They haven't responded to the blocking of these government complexes, government buildings. The opposition also saying that it's going to block the major highways throughout Ukraine to try to put more pressure on the government to get in, to bring this country to a standstill.
We've been talking to NPR's Lawrence Sheets. He's in Kiev, Ukraine, where protests continue, where a Supreme Court ruling has stopped the inauguration of the new president of Ukraine, and where European mediators are now due in Kiev. Lawrence, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.